Daytime Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, is Hope pregnant on The Bold and the Beautiful? Daniel's drugged on Days of Our Lives? Y&R has a bunch of cat fights? Okay, maybe just one. And Maxie brings home a stray wombat on General Hospital. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Hey.
Jillian Bowe, welcome.
Stop.
And Melody Akles. Welcome back, Mel.
Hey, hey.
Well, let's kick things off with General Hospital.
Yeah.
Jamie, Maxie's back. It's always fantastic to have her back, but she's found herself. First, she had a jackal, and now she has herself a wombat.
It's a wombat, but okay.
Wombat, whatever. Like, what do you think?
A bat got a womb on it? What you talking?
That sounds like a sci-fi movie. Coming soon, the wombat.
Yeah.
Like a bat flying with a big old cooter.
You know, what? Forget Sharktopussy, it's wombats.
Okay, that's a good one, Jillian. Jamie, what do you think of Maxie and Nathan's new roommate?
General Hospital loves their bots. You know, we discussed the Brenda bots, and now we have a Spinelli bot.
With a little bit of like '60s vibe to him.
You know what? I'm kind of wondering because I feel that a lot of there's haters always, but I feel GH did an amazing job, you know, through its 50th anniversary season with bringing back so many vets. Now, they did introduce a lot of new characters, but I kind of wondered now if it's like, okay, we're done with the anniversary on the new characters because I'm just I believe in new blood, but I'm not going to be any different than I've been with these other shows. When these shows have been on 40 and 50 years, to me, if you want to bring on new characters to interact with the existing canvas, the go-to would be go to the past. And Maxie has history with Dylan Quartermain. He was the love of her sister's life. Lulu has history with him. He was the father of her first child. You know, I just would rather see Dylan than all these new faces. I'm real. I mean, and I know Dylan, the actor, is on Bold and the Beautiful, but, you know, bring on some of these people as recast people that the audience cares about. And I think, you know, some of the gripes about GH might die down. I mean, I don't know why this dude is necessary. I really don't. You know, he didn't do anything for me in his first. And, of course, it's only been one scene. But I'm like, why do we need him? You know, we've already had the Maxie dating the slightly quirky, odd-looking guy. I mean, do we have to drive back down that road again? Nathan, I will say, is growing on me. His acting seems to be getting better, and he's so beautiful.
His last week when he goes, I'm drunk, it was like, what's the difference between drunk and normal?
He's not going to win a Screen Actors Guild Award, but neither was Antonio Sabato Jr. He's beautiful, and I'll allow it, is what I'm saying.
Preach, Jamie.
That was a good chuckle.
I want that boy, you know, naked. Now, my thing is, and that's kind of odd for Ron and Frank, because usually they have the pretty boys screwing pretty quick. He's been in town all summer, and his penis is as dry as the Sahara.
Though a bunch of people were upset at the possibility of him banging Brit this last week.
Why are they upset? Do they watch soap operas? What do people want from a soap opera? Everything to be perfect like the real world?
Okay.
Give me a break. Bill Bell did this twice. On Days of Our Lives, he had Tommy Horton fall in love with Marie, his sister, when he had amnesia and a new face from the Korean War. And then 30 years later, he did it again on The Young and the Restless, even though they weren't brother and sister. But he had Victoria and Cole. That's forbidden.
Let's not even bring up Bill Bell. Hello. You had a whole squad of people who loved Tammy and Jonathan, and they were cousins. So,
well, sisters and brothers is grosser than cousins. But
it's all gross to me.
She grew up cousins married with regularity.
She didn't have them have sex. Jackie Collins did that in her book, Chance. Yeah. She had Lucky Santangelo almost screw her half-brother Stephen during a blackout in New York City. It's called storytelling. Sometimes when people just automatically get upset before something, it's like, I guarantee Ron and Frank are not going to have if that boy is really her sister, which, you know, with this show, there's 35 million
twists. If that boy is her
brother.
Turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they are siblings, he's not going to penetrate her, I'm sure. But toying with it is soap opera.
I didn't mind.
It's sort of like Mitch Lawrence wanting to...
No, it is not the same thing. Mitch Lawrence believed at the time that that gal was his seed, and he wanted to pork her. That is not the freaking same thing as two perfect strangers who do not know they are connected by blood. He thought mama's name is Abby Ewing Fairgate, something capital. No.
Did you like it this last week when she goes starts talking about the Liesel scale?
That is not the same thing, though. You ain't
the Liesel? Okay, yeah. Wrong, cut it out. The Liesel scale, cut that shit up.
You know what? Oh, when I first saw the scenes that they were sisters, I groaned. But as the days went on, it got hot for me because those two actresses, Kathleen Gotti and Donna, my girl, Donna Mills, are incredible. I was about to say Donna Martin. You know why? Because I just saw that Tori Spelling, that awful Tori Spelling thing that's coming on Lifetime, where she's basically going to let Lifetime pay her to talk about her husband cheating on her. Anyway, Donna Mills, though, and Kathleen Gotti have amazing chemistry. And as they were giving all of their backs, I mean, you know, Y&R could take a page from GH with that. Because even though that was tons of exposition too, which I groan about usually, it was done so well in an argument between them, as opposed to, say, Steve Burton sighing and talking about being a Boy Scout, or someone talking about how Mariah keeps coming between us and Mariah doesn't show up. Y&R could really take a page at how GH does.
Y&R just needs to take a page, period.
Well, no, but the thing of it is, GH needs to stop with all the backstory characters.
Yeah, but no, my thing...
on these shows to tell a story for. We don't need all this backstory, Nina's, on both shows. They're just Days of Our Lives I love, and Bold and the Beautiful are staying in the present with the characters on their canvas. Y&R and GH are in exposition and backstory crazy with some of their big stories. But go ahead, Jillian.
The thing that I had a problem with Nathan and Britt was that, you know, I'm like, I'm sorry. These are two hot people that are drunk and ain't got shit to lose because their worlds have been blown apart. And we've seen on soap operas, GH included, that when you have those type of situations, people are just like, screw it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's get naked. But, you know, they kept hemming and hawing and teasing. It was driving me insane that they didn't have Maxie from the get-go be the cock block in that. They just kept talking, and I'm like...
Well, she was!
She said from the get-go.
Well, they had to play the scene.
Yeah,
I mean,
let me finish. I get that, but it would have, you know... It would have been good if they toyed it right up until you think, oh my God, they're going to do it. And then boom, Maxie comes in. It was just too much talking. And I'm like, that boy should not be talking. Like, you talk about them not having him naked. I'm like, that boy should not be talking. He should have been getting naked. And then Maxie is like, well, hello here. What's going on up in here? That annoyed me. And, you know, I understand Maxie. What also annoyed me was we all get that Maxie's a part of this Love and Life cult shit. Which I do not like with that smelly looking boy with her. I'm like, the Spinelli Jr., I'm like, give me a break. Like, if you're not going to recast Spinelli, don't bring on a Spinelli block because you're just going to have fans get at you. My thing was...
Doesn't Maxie deserve a man with all of his brain cells intact?
Well, Maxie and Spinelli were one of the greatest couples of the 2000s.
I agree, so and it works, but the bot, as you pointed out, doesn't work. But Jillian finishes, and I'll go to Mel.
I was just thinking, you know, what just annoyed me with some of those scenes also was that I get that Maxie's on this peace, love, and happiness thing. I was annoyed that Maxie did not go off on Britt. for what she did to Lulu and how she was blackmailing her. You know, people were like, oh, well, Frisco broke her arm. I'm like, yeah, her daddy did. But I wanted Maxie to just, you know, forget the love and happiness for 1 minute and be like, what the hell do you mean you took Lulu's baby and for her to go plumb off? This whole, I mean, but it did ring true with Maxie's type of thinking when Maxie was like, you know, it's full circle. I got my baby back. Lulu got a baby. I'm like, okay, that's kind of full circle, Maxie. But I still wanted her to be like, bitch, I can't believe it. All the shit that
I
you
want
to
know how Maxie has, well, you know, of course she had a subletter, but I want to know how she's paying her bills because right. Julia Jerome done took Crimson away and shut it down. So she ain't had a check in about a year. So I want to know how Maxie ain't getting
Frisco.
Maybe she sold some of her mother's Aztec jewelry. Mel, what did you think of Maxie's return and
that
the jailhouse scene?
That Aztec jewelry on Lily neck. But sorry, Mel, go ahead.
The Spinelli bot, like, I could only take regular Spinelli in small doses. Why would you think I want a bot? That's just number one off top. I don't need that. That can go somewhere. Britt and Nathan scenes, honestly, the whole time I was just waiting for them to screw. I was like, can these two pretty people please just get it on somewhere? Because I'm perfectly fine with this. I was fine with it. That's true, I was. The jail scenes between what's her name? Madeline and Dr. Obrecht, that was good. I love how I always feel like Ron and Frank play to Kathleen Gotti's accent, you know? They make her emphasize certain words, mata, brother, sing, you know, things
that
like
girl
that.
From Jersey. She from Jersey.
Really?
No, she from Canada.
What I do wish, though, I want, now that, you know, as they were
telling... Okay, that was good, Jill.
As they were telling that backstory, though, because if you, I don't know, y'all know, everybody knows I read Jackie Collins, but I also read Sydney Sheldon. And Sydney, it was like a Sydney Sheldon novel, because Sydney Sheldon always has these people who reinvent their lives. Their real name would be Elka Moonsnorful, and, you know, they grew up in some Scandinavian shipping village, and then the rapist tries to get them, and they escape in the night, and then they rebuild themselves as some fabulous real estate baroness. And I'm, as the stories was going, you know, I was like, this is like a Sydney Sheldon novel. I want a novelization. I want a novel that tracks the lives of young Liesel and what's her real name?
In bookshelves in late 2014.
Magda, I want to know how they, you know, and think about it, a young Faison, and, you know, and a young, what's his name, Victor Cassadine, and their little love quadrangle. I want to know. I want all of that. Now, I'm interested in all that. Now, where I do have a problem with the new character is Foxy Cleopatra. Because she's going to have to be played more than... They have to play her. I like the actress. I do. I like the actress. I like the little story. But that's the one thing with GH. They got too many people. Because you can't service this many people.
They've got too many new people.
They play her once a month. You can't move a story like that.
Wait. Who's Foxy Cleopatra?
I don't know her real name. TJ Mama.
That bitch. Okay, go ahead.
I think her name's Jordan on the show.
I'm a whole lot of woman. Foxy Cleopatra. But, you know... I be forgetting her story, and then they, you know, because GH will kill me with that. They do some, you know how passions with a day would be 10 weeks? GH will do that sometimes. You be done forgot about this woman, and then they pick up 5 days later, and she and that Sean are having the same argument. You can't tell me I can't go work for Jordan Jerome and stuff. I'm finna go work for him. No, you not, woman. I done told you, you ain't finna do nothing over here but help me make this BLT. Shut your mouth. And then we don't see him for 3 weeks.
And then it comes
and
back, and they're
the
still
same
arguing.
Scene, and I'm like, get rid of some of these people. Pick some stories. I like a lot of them, but pick some because it's too much going on. Because I'm like, well, I really do want to see what's up with Foxy Cleopatra and Sean because I'm thinking that he's really TJ's daddy. I think she hoed around because you know when Sean was all. If you try to take TJ from me, I'm going to tell him the truth. So I'm like, okay, I wonder is Sean really his daddy? And she was hunching around with Sean.
I don't think they know
on
by
the
now.
Best friend. But it's like, we won't know that until October. And it'll be the same day. And it'll be, no, you better not tell TJ nothing because I'm his mama. Get out of here. The boy finna graduate from college anyway. I mean, from high school. You know. But anyway,
Speaking of mamas, Mel, what did you think of Lulu and Dante getting their child back? I said on Twitter, now that they've got them, can we just break them up permanently?
Now, just see, in time for Easter. I said 6 months ago that I hated Dante and Lulu, and y'all was trying to read me, but Phil said I was terrible and awful. And look at it now. Flash forward, everybody. Oh, I wish they would just break up. I tried to
Dante and Lulu have become so agonizing to watch.
I want someone to call CPS on them because I'm like, fuck it, Rocco? I do not like
that name.
I've got the worst name since Moses on Y&R.
No, it is not. Spice. Moses is a name for old Negroes who come and bring fish every weekend.
And Rocco is the name for porn
Rocco
stars.
Rocco is a very common Italian name.
No.
People on soaps are named Ridge and Thorn and Thrust.
I went there. I kept it. I'm equal.
Trucker. Remember Trucker from Dub? You know, Trucker and Trisha on Love It. I
kept it equal opportunity because I was on Twitter mad as hell. I'm like, you know, I told people on Twitter, I told Jamie this. I'm like, I'm still mad that Erica Kane's grandbaby name was Spike. I hate that name.
Oh, horrible. That was a terrible one.
Yes,
too.
It was not Y'all terrible.
Mr. Bell got him a soap opera because, you know, he inherited Days of Our Lives. So he, you know, Days had normal names, Bill, Mickey, Laura. That bored the shit out of Bill. Because as soon as he got his own show, what did he do? Snapples! And then laid out thorns and ridges and, you know.
Yeah, I went there too because I'm like, thorn? I'm like, you know, Stephanie was trying to tell you.
When they sore assed this kid in 3 years, think about a 17-year-old half Italian.
No.
It's a sad name.
I said it on Twitter. I said, you know, Stephanie just really spelled Stephanie really.
Jamie, let her finish. She started three times.
Oh, please, that is so not your lesson to teach ever.
But no, I told people on Twitter, I'm like, you know, Stephanie pretty much said how she felt about Thorn. If you think and you sit and think about it, she named him Thorn. Bitch, you are a thorn from in my womb. That's how I feel about you. I always thought Ridge was short for, like, Ridgeway or something like that. But, yeah, I got on them all.
Thorn for Ridge in the womb, probably already. Ooh, this baby gonna be fine. I'm gonna name him Ridge.
Like, I got on all of them, trust and believe. Because I'm like, and I said, yeah, Black Twitter, you can try, but you'll get denied.
When they get him sore-assed and get a female for him, Rocco and so whoever it'll be, Sean and Foxy Cleopatra's daughter, Lisette, Rocco and Lisette. It'll be hot. I love that.
Mel, go back to what you were saying about them.
Let the record show, the only time Luke has ever said let Jillian finish was because they both just don't like the name.
Because Luke be clipping. Luke clip.
Anything else, the sky is blue, he'd have been interrupted. It's red.
I mean, look, I love Luke, but Luke would have been like, if I was like, yeah, you know, that Kendall, anyway, no, not Kendall, Greenlee. Yeah, that Greenlee. And Mel, speaking of Greenlee, yeah, Luke would have put the shit out of me.
The Rocco factor.
That sucks. And I went there about Drusilla, too. I'm like, you know, I love Mel, but Drusilla was a horrible name. All that shit you complaining about on Twitter. I'm like, oh.
Model is named Esmeralda. I'm like, y'all better stop it, because when Vicky Ralph find out y'all got an Esmeralda, Twitter gonna shut down.
Is that the name of the female character from Hunchback of Notre Dame? Because they sort of have similar hair. Well, Mel, what did you think of Lulu and Dante?
Oh, Drusilla was a fairy tale character too.
I don't care. It was ugly name then, it's ugly name now.
Mel.
Lulu and Dante finally get the baby. They bring the baby home, and Olivia's there. She snuck in. She has a big sign. The Bambino's there, and it was all very boring, and I didn't like most of it, and they named that baby Rocco, and I could have turned the channel. It's just,
Olivia was in their kitchen, at 2 o'clock, because they kept on emphasizing that it was like 1 and 2 and 3
in the morning.
I'm like, it's some insomniacs in Port Charles, because okay, we know why Liz was at the hospital, because that just happened to go down at that time of night. But if I was Nicholas when I went home, and Spencer would have had his little ass up
Oh, that conversation was so cute between them.
When he was like, I fired Alfred, but nobody respects my authority.
Where are Brit and Ben?
And then when he goes, and then when he said, are you going to get rid of me too? Mm-hmm.
Oh. See, Sonny finally has a progeny. The brats he has with Carly ain't worth two poots in terms, even though I love Morgan, in terms of being his aces. But he got a little ace in Courtney the Stripper's baby. That little boy is his ride or die. He is the next Jason.
But he'll be a prince.
He'll be able to really have Sonny's back. He'll be like, oh, Willie, Juliet, Jawob.
The Greek mafia will now take over Port Charles. Let's talk a little bit about ratings. General Hospital and Days of Our Lives are up. And in an article Variety posted about the resurgence of soaps, they talked about how it's not just the same people watching the consolidated soaps. They talked about the fact that demos are up for the soaps.
They are all up over this time last year. But the article stated that GH and Days are gaining younger viewers. So correct. They're all up, all four. You know, they had a pretty bad week this last rating cycle, but that's just for the cycle. But over the year, all the soaps are doing better than they were this time last year. I mean, and in most cases than since they were for the past 7-8 years. I mean, it's been an incredible resurgence.
And they've also talked about how the median age has dropped. Jamie, more good news for daytime.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm going to be working on a piece this week for Daytime Confidential because my interest is peaked because there's a lot of first run syndication shows coming back to primetime. And I want to know, from the industry's experts, do they think we'll ever see another stab at a first run syndication daytime style soap opera? Because they tried them in the past and they kind of went the way of the dodo bird pretty quickly. But I'm like, you know, it's such a new model with all this on-demand and video on-demand and streaming and, you know, somebody has to be smart enough to attempt it. I mean, and a few years ago, we heard there was going to be one. I forget. Tom Eplin had directed... what was it called?
Hacienda Heights, I think.
Hacienda Heights, and you know, Hacienda Heights, we're in Hacienda Down. Because it never happened. But you know, I was so excited, and you know, it never happened. But I wonder, will they ever try to do that? Because I mean, soaps are coming back. We asked Angelica McDaniel when we had her on if she thinks that there'll ever be another one in daytime, and she basically said if people keep watching, that's the best way to make something like that happen. I'm like, you look at Bold and the Beautiful with 4 million viewers, Y&R well over 5, sometimes etching up to 5.5, heading towards 6. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the CBS daytime lineup and what it's become, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like a vulture flying low over Let's Make a Deal, like, person in that, you know, you walking around in that adult diaper, I'm coming for you. I'm coming to snap, to go to snap you up. Okay, we got to get rid of you. You know, we had him on here, he said that he thinks that, you know, they should get rid of The View. I thought that was the boldest statement because I thought he would say The Chew. He's like, no, let's keep The Chew and get rid of The View and bring back a soap.
Well, I don't blame him with that because, you know, when I posted the Variety bit with Barbara Baba Waba trying to shade Julie, trying to be funny but was shading her, in there also, she claims it was beyond her and co-executive producer Bill Getty's powers, but ABC decided to get rid of Joy and Elizabeth. That they don't say who. I think it probably was Joy. One of them was going to be leaving, so they said, you know, if one is leaving, we might as well get rid of the other and shake it up. But I'm like, and you got stupid Jenny McCarthy.
Well, I heard
That is the worst. Like that right there is the worst decision. I mean, why would you go and get rid of the other individual when that is the only thing that's still interesting about the show?
Jenny's catching a lot of flack, but in that article, it also stated that they intentionally wanted to go less political. So Jenny is just catching flack for the fact that they, you know, decided to change back to.
It's not just that. She's not engaging as a host.
She's not really good. She tries to be funny. It falls flat out in somebody's ass. It's just, you know, I get what they're, I get it, but it's just.
I like Jenny McCarthy. I think she inherited a mess. Like, her agent should have been like, girl, we're going to get you a guest spot on.
Well, Miss Thang said, like, last year that she had a deal with Oprah, but she turned it down. And I'm like, bitch.
She wanted to be on network television. She didn't want to be on OWN in front of Tyler Perry. Don't nobody want cable money when you can get syndication money or network money. Cable money ain't that good. I mean, you know, that's good for the mama on Sweetie Pie. But Jenny McCarthy said, look, she date Donnie Wahlberg. She got to be able to pay the check sometimes. You know, he can't go, I got the check this time, baby. You know, because you're working for cable. You see Chelsea Handler trying to get off cable. But
let's talk a little bit about Days of Our Lives. Daniel, the most riveting character on Days of Our Lives, was drugged.
I loved it when Anne was just rubbing it in his.
Anne was the best thing about this.
Oh, let her finish, Luke. She was finna talk about what Anne said.
I wasn't finished. She interrupted me.
Really?
Luke. Jillian,
you didn't even have nothing to say. Shut your face. Look, you know, growing up with soaps, you know, you would always root for the heroines and you would shade the people, the villains. But, you know, most of the times I find myself rooting for Ed all the time because I was like, you shut your face, Kayla. Don't you yell at her, you bitch. You shut up. You go find Patch and go see if he needs some Visine up under that thing. You know, I loved her just like reading a Daniel and Jennifer. Jennifer's all, you don't have compassion. I'm like, hello, bitch. Have you met Anne don't give a damn about you. I loved it to bits.
Want them to reveal that Tom Horton, like, was renting the house to the Millbowers, and he put them out for being behind on their rent or something. They got to come up with a, because Anne's hatred for all things Horton is just insane. It's funny as hell.
She needs to be the patron saint of
but
that hospital.
But she hates the Hortons. I'm like, how can you hate the... You know who Anne Millbauer hates.
I don't like that. It's like me hating the Martins.
Yeah, and you were silly for that. But you know what? You know who they need her to meet, though? She ain't met the right Hortons. She meets sweet little Jennifer. She ain't ready for Aunt Julie. Because Aunt Julie and her big boobs will come up in that hospital and straighten Anne's hair. And Nick Fallon, too. See, she ain't met the right Horton. She better leave the Hortons alone.
You know, my God. I don't know.
She ain't cool with the brightest because she tight with Teresa.
Because she know Teresa, big cousin, will go rogue on that ass. So she's like, all right, I need to throw in with this.
Teresa is in trouble, though, because everybody's going to blame her for this. And that's what I like about the story, because I can, you know, I hate this whole, I'm like, Gary Tomlin, I love you. I love what you've done today. But Dannifer, you can make Satan himself appear to Daniel and Jennifer on the mount and give them the temptation he gave Jesus. It's never going to work. You're never going to make us care about them as a couple. I do like these twists because Teresa's like, I didn't do this!
And she figured it out quick, and so did Nicole. Nicole is not just saying shit because of self... You know, she is like keeping quiet for self-preservation. She already... that's what I love about Nicole. Nicole already figured that shit out and was like, shit, it was that Liam bastard. But she's like, sucks to be you, Daniel. I can't rat on myself. I love it. I love
Liam
it.
Liam knows that she shredded the evidence that proved that Father Eric got raped by Kristen. Days is just so, it's still just that they threaded it so well so many months ago, and it's still, you know, it's got its low points. I hate that they've watered down JJ. JJ was so awesome, and they watered him down to make him, you know, the hunk for this Saved by the Bell Salem storyline.
I figured they were gonna do that.
I'm like, I want it. It's fine for him to like have redemption and become cool with his family, but I don't want, you can't go from a red hot storyline with Jeannie Teresa to now, you know, I'm sorry, Dawson, I'm care for Pace. It's like, we don't know. You know, daytime writers barely ever do teenage stories well. And this is not the, you know, there are a few exceptions to the rule. You know, Agnes Nixon was definitely great with hers, with Jesse and Angie and Greg and Jenny. Bill Bell was always spectacular. But these days, it seems like, you know, it seems like if I could visualize a writing room, it's like, oh, God, we have to write the teen story today. Okay, someone writing us, you know, make sure Props has a locker set, because, of course, all teenagers just hang out by their lockers and slam the lockers. I'm over you, Gigi.
And I'm like, what high school y'all be visiting? I sure as hell didn't do that to mine.
It's like there's so much other stuff going on with young people these days than them at lockers. You know, they did that on the new All My Children. They kept having them little awful acting children at them lockers. You know? Learn! Don't be a bully to me, sexy boy! I love little Miranda! Stop it! I'm doing drugs! I'm so excited! The teen stories are not engaging anymore, you know, because JJ's boring now. But, I mean, the rest of the show, I'm loving Ain't Bonding with Maxine. I can't wait for they love scene.
I would
see, and I'm disappointed in Eric and Nicole, like, sorry, because he just keeps stringing this church thing along, and it just seems like, for a person who always says that he's in love with her, it just seems like he has all these self-imposed mm-hmm. things that just are ridiculous.
And you fell in love with a porn star. I'm gonna tell you like my granddaddy said, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. So if you want to date a goody-goody, date Jennifer Horton. You know, you can't be in love with Nicole and then be worried about what Jesus think about it. But if you want to know what Jesus think about it, this is what Nicole need to throw up in his face. The Da Vinci Code said Jesus fell in love with Mary Magdalene, who was what? A hoe. So Jesus was cool with the hoes.
Well, not only that, Eric really can't pass judgment because he was messing around with Nicole when she was married, when she was married to Lucas, you know, when he was with Greta.
So but you like, know what? I wouldn't feel any guilt about that because Kate Roberts paid Nicole $5 million to break up with Eric to marry Lucas. Oh, God, days were so good. I mean,
yeah,
it's good now. It
is so good.
I kind of wish they would bring, because with Lucas, I'm like, why don't they play any of those beats? You know, Lucas is, now you want to talk about the new Roman. Lucas is Roman to Sammy's Marlena and EJ's John Black. All he does is show up, Will, little girl, come here. Daddy want to give you a quarter. And then we'll never see Lucas no more.
What do you guys think of Hope with Bill Lewis?
If it was drunk Bill Lewis who was screaming, Nessa! It might be interesting. But you know what? I think Daniel Cosgrove and her have chemistry. My thing of it is, with him being a lawyer and her being a cop, I wish it was something like, oh, I don't know.
A dirty lawyer?
No, I mean, this is how I would tell their story, just for a second. I would have a serial killer in Salem. I'm not going to lie, because there's so many people on that show that need to die, too.
General Hospital needs a serial killer.
GH needs one, but since we're talking about days, yeah. I would have, since Gabby is about to leave the show anyway, even though I've fallen for Camilla Bannis, I would have Gabby. That's the only one they don't have. They have an Abby and a Gabby. They need a Babby. But I would have Gabby slay. I would have Gabby, you know, on a Friday tag, Rafe to find Gabby slaughtered like a god.
And, well, and you know who could be the serial killer, Sierra.
But after, be quiet. After, you know, after
well, you know she'd do it.
After she died, you know, all eyes turn on Nick. But Nick would not be the killer, you know. Yeah. So Nick is like, what the heck? I know I was homophobic and I was evil, but everybody in town is ready to pounce on Nick. And then you have Hope reach out to Aiden to, you have to defend my cousin. And then that's how they fall for each other. This is Hope Brady, who helped Bo take down the dragon, who, you know, helped take down Stefano many, many times, who had all of these great adventures, who stowed away on the cruise of deception and got herself killed, although she didn't die, over an acid pit. And now her storylines are, I have to help you bake cookies for the PTA, and I don't like you, and I don't like you either. This is bullshit. This is Hope Brady. No, sir, no, ma'am. If Anna Devane was in a storyline where she and Duke were fussing over cupcakes, Fanola Hughes would cuss Ron and Frank out. And Christian Alfonso needs to cuss somebody out, too. Because I don't mind Aiden. I like him. Daniel Cosgrove is cute with his dimples and stuff. But tell a better story. That's another one where I think it's like, oh, shoot. We have to write a story for the Horton cousins. So, okay, well, let's just give Jennifer a stalker. Oh, and we'll hope we'll just have her at the bake sale. You know, it's bad when Sierra gets better storylines than her mama.
Oh my God! So, but no, but when you brought up Julie, who else didn't like do a double take when Julie got all indignant because Nick wasn't at Will and Sonny's wedding? I'm like, bitch, did you forget what he did last year? Like, shut up!
Yeah. Oh, but she said she explained that though.
So
much character for Julie to be self-righteous about that, and she made a good point. If people in Salem stopped inviting Sammy to stuff because of her showing out,
Sammy was ever homophobic. So it's
no,
like,
oh, she was the leader of the Taliban. Nothing Nick Fallon will ever do can ever top Sammy dressing up like a man and helping Osama the Bin Laden take off Phillip's leg like that.
Oh my God, I tend to forget. I don't want to forget.
Kiriaka should have, when Sammy walked into that wedding, she should have been shot on sight. His boy is hobbling, bobbling, bobble, bobble, debobble, walking on a peg leg like a pirate in a Disney cartoon because of Sammy.
Oh my God.
Mel, I try to. Let's talk about Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh.
Is Hope pregnant with Wyatt's child?
I don't know. She stay hunching him all the time. And y'all know they don't use nobody kind of protection. So I would not be surprised if Hope was pregnant with Wyatt's baby. And that's enough to drive Liam outside of his mind.
You think Hope is getting it raw in the back of that?
Hell yeah.
You know, so
all that sex on the beach, the sand probably never.
You get
well,
sand in bad places, but Hope nasty. She don't care.
She's not nasty. Yes, she is.
I don't think she's nasty. I think she's a hypocrite because she talks about, you know, y'all know. B&B has me so conflicted because, you know, I'm a Brooke fan. I'm also a Katie fan. So it's like, aha. But Hope acts so disgusted and horrified with her mother. Her sexuality. But it's like, bitch, you banging raw dog with no protection. You probably knocked up. So,
they did mention something about condoms.
Yeah, that they have used, they were using protections. They did the whole, but nothing is foolproof. What this is Wyatt, His post-sexual activities is just like he does everything else. At the spur of the moment, I think I'm going to snatch a diamond. So when he's finished, I think I'm just going to snatch my penis out and splash everything. You know what it is. He's one of those sloppy boys that doesn't care to take the wee-wee out and dispose of stuff. He just pulls and blooms. And that Hope for the future is pregnant for the future. But, you know.
Allie. We need to know what Allie going to think. Allie
going to eat that baby, the placenta and all. She's just going to pull it. She's going to pull Hope's legs apart. And just eat that baby out of her. Kill that baby.
Oh, Mel, what did you think of Quinn wanting Wyatt to have Bill's last name?
Oh, my God.
That may be one of the worst visuals on this podcast, Jamie, since I didn't know it.
Y'all see, now y'all know what it's like to have watched TV with me years ago, because with Sammy, this is so horrible, but me and my cousins, you know, when y'all remember when Sammy stole Bell on Days?
Vaguely, yes.
Well, you know, they had done that eating disorder story with Sammy, like, I think right before that.
Yeah.
So me and my cousins would be watching the story, and we would be like, Sammy didn't put that baby up. She ate that baby.
Mute yourself.
I can't take it.
Do you think Wyatt should take Bill's name?
Mel,
Mel.
Why not? Jill Abbott changes her name at 70 to Finmore because she finds out that Mr. Finmore, who's the same age as Jess Walton, is her daddy. I'm Jill Finmore now. Oh, say you are. Why not? I'm a Spencer.
What Why not? Think? Why shouldn't he take? Yeah, Mel.
That man is grown. Does it matter at this point? I mean,
they always do that on soaps usually. Well, they used to. They've gotten better about it because they used to annoy me because I never wore my daddy's name. And it's like, why would I suddenly start wearing it now? Because my parents wasn't married. When you ain't married to your parents, you don't suddenly at 30. But, you know, the soaps do that, I think, to try to shore up the families because, you know, on Another World, y'all knew it was coming.
It's a podcast.
And Marley was Marley Love, but when they found out Michael was their daddy in their 20s, they became the Hudsons, you know, and I think that the show was trying to shore up, okay, these TV execs think we're stupid. It's like, well, they won't know if those girls are named two last names and their parents are the Hudsons, how will we know they're a family? So they're all going to be the Hudsons. They always used to do that, but now, all my children.
Though, to be fair, some soaps could use it. Like, for all of Sonny's different kids.
No, I think it's stupid in real life, Luke. I know people back home.
Well, no, but I'm talking about what you're saying in terms of shoring up.
I mean, we know that Dante Falconeri is Sonny's kid without
him. And we knew that Haley was a Chandler, even though she didn't have the Chandler name.
I think she ended up hyphenating. Didn't she become Haley Vaughn?
She was Haley Vaughn Santos. I don't remember her being Haley Vaughn Chandler.
Do it. I was so proud they didn't have Kendall Hart do that, and Carly never became Carly Spencer. She stayed Caroline Benson / Carly Roberts, which, you know, she just wore Carly Roberts. They just found out that wasn't her name. So sometimes they don't do it, you know, and I'm glad that they've resisted that urge with Dante, because it would be, you talk about him having trouble as a cop, if he actually wore the Corinthos name.
He would be a sitting target, so it makes sense that he does not have the name, but...
But that would be a good story.
It makes sense, though, with Bold and the Beautiful, because Spencer is a core, you know, people always, you know, and I see these fans getting mad, the Forresters are the core family. That show started with three core families. It was the Forresters, the Logans,
And the Spencers.
So I kind of understand it with that because, you know, shore it up. I mean, and they did it with what's his butt? Liam, you know, took his name as an adult. And, you know, so I'm cool with it. Quinn has some boring blackmail. I'm like, that's your blackmail? I wanted it to penis one more time.
Yes, that's what I thought they were going.
She said something like, I want... Basically, I thought she was going to try to make him favor.
I was a little bit of a letdown for me. I thought for sure either she's going to be like, Bill, I want it one more time for the road, or you are going to be my sex bitch. Not my sex slave, you're going to be my sex bitch.
Kind of like how Emma is doing John Ross on Dallas. That would have been hot.
Yeah, I was really, I was like, come on.
You know what I want, though? We've talked about this before, but it's so ripe for this. Liam and Quinn have to have hate sex.
Yes!
You have to have and then fall in.
Oh, that would be good.
And then realize, oh, shit, I love you. I mean, the two of them have, I mean, it would be great.
Oh, my God, the chemistry would be insane. And, like, for Bill to be, even though we know he's all about Brooke and Katie these days and stuff, for Bill to be a little bit like, I can't believe your ass is messing with Quinn. And for him to be like, well, Daddy, you messed with Steffi before I married her.
Considering they were talking about little swords, maybe Quinn wants to try out Liam.
What did y'all think about Jillian? Because I know you, like you said, you're conflicted. You know, I love me some Heather Tom, but I hate Katie. But now, I ain't conflicted. I love me some Brooke Logan. What did you think of those scenes with... Oh my God! When Bill told Ridge that he had the prize,
I did not like that at all.
Ridge had the sub-assembly required model. I said, "Shut your mouth." That's letting you know right there. Brooke Logan don't need no putting together. She don't need no KY jelly. She make her own jelly.
I didn't like that at all, because it's like, Bill, you're pretty much the root of that girl's issues too. Did you forget that you were messing around with Steffi? So I could see. No. You asked us what we thought. So, he messed around with Steffi. He was leaving her for Steffi. I think he did, and she put a stop to that and was like, "Look, you bring your ass home,
my
bitch."
My heart.
I didn't like that at all, because it was. Elizabeth,
I'm coming to join you, honey. That's what she do every time to get her
way. I didn't like that at all. It was like, so then why were you with her? But then I felt like. In a way, he was just downgrading Katie like that and degrading her like that so he can get over the hurt that she is with Ridge and she has moved on. Because, remember, was it earlier this year? I think it was earlier this year. Yeah, it was earlier this year when Quinn was like, when they were hinting around, when Quinn was like, so what would you think if Katie was to get with Ridge? And he was like, she'd get with anybody, but not that mofo. So I think deep down, Bill is still, he's a little bit bothered by it, because he also said, you know, she is my Katie, always has been, always will be. That's mine. And I'm just like, wait a minute, but you with Big Sus, homie. So I took it like that.
Well, next week, they're going to his sister, Karen, and trying to get the company back. Now, I don't know why Brooke doesn't just play her trump card with the papers, though.
Because deep down, I don't know if you feel this way, Mel, but deep down, Brooke is like, okay, you got this mother, but, you know, whatever, I'm going to let you have him for now. But I think deep down, Brooke does not want to crush Katie, because we know when Brooke plays, she plays for keeps, homie.
Yeah,
because
when he disses her to Brooke, Brooke defends Katie. She still got that sister love, which I think they should just let that go. At this point, you know, when she's like, are you dissing my sister? I'm like, oh, shut up, Brooke. You are, you know, and I love Brooke, but I'm like, you're screwing the guy. So you can't, you know.
I get her with that. I get her with that because I think Brooke, you know,
Brooke is still like, I don't talk bad about my sister, which is crazy.
That's still good.
But there's a certain amount of responsibility an oldest child feels for their younger sibling.
I wish that, look, Jane Mancini told me to tell you the moment Sydney started trying to sleep with her men, she was slinging her in pools with her wedding dress on. She didn't care nothing about Sydney no more.
But speaking
of slinging people in pools and cat fights, Mel, what did you think of Chelsea and Chloe this week Y&R?
That was good. Them two, they was going toe for toe. She was like, yeah, I'm glad Adam died, and I hope he burned in hell. And Chelsea was like, that's all right, you just mad because your baby died. Slap. Now, I'm a little disappointed in this slap. I felt like it could have been better. I wanted a Vanessa slapping Donna from God and Light slap. And that's not exactly what I got. But that doesn't matter, because the cat fight was still really good. They was reading each other for filth. I loved it.
Daytime needs more cat.
Well, we done jumped off of days, but Gabby slapped the taste out of
that. I didn't like that. You know, that made me jump, because I was like, "Oh shit, no, bitch!" I was hot for Sammy. I'm like,
I'm surprised Sammy didn't like
Monday is gonna fly. Gabby better go hide. She better say adios mio, because Monday when they do that pickup from that tag, they better have Sammy just do put her in a headlock.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. I'm like, don't nobody slap Sammy except for Marlena. Except for Marlena, Carrie.
And Carrie. Yeah. Carrie can do it.
Your arc with Carrie is stupid and don't know that Sammy did something. That moment when she find out.
But, you know,
Carrie really needs to come back for one last story before Sammy leaves.
But even then, when Carrie used to slap Sammy, I would be like, wait a minute now, it's Carrie. It ain't Sammy's fault that you and your man dumb as dog shit, so don't get mad at her. Slap yourself, but whatever.
They do bring Carrie back. I want Austin Peck. I'm just going to say it. I know Patrick was the first, but I want Austin Peck. He learned how to act. He's sexy. You know, yeah. Gone back to Y&R. I love the fashion show. That shit was hot.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment. I wanted to ask you, though, about Lauren's pregnancy, Jamie. What do you think of that? I have a little bit of mixed feelings.
She better have gas. That better be gas.
I don't have mixed feelings about it at all.
What you think, Bill? I'll let you
say. I think it's trash. Why do we always do this in daytime? We sit up here and we make these, I'm not saying they're old, I'm just saying older women pregnant when there's plenty of
young. You just said it.
I'm just saying older. There's a difference between old and older. But anyways.
Oh my God, what's the difference?
She's old to have a baby. Her eggs are scrambled and eggs been addicted and no. But I don't think it's going to be a baby. But still, I don't know. Is that all they have for Lauren to do? It's like after all of this time of... From so long, Sister Killer, to now, Lauren ain't been doing nothing. How she had time to get pregnant by Michael? She stay in the police station every week.
Well,
in the police station, in the evidence room.
Well, I tweeted, a story a while back that, Lauren should be front and center with this whole rival with Chelsea's clothing line and the Jabot and Newman Cosmetics.
They run in there, Lauren. And Lauren is like, yeah, I'm pregnant. Leave me alone.
Like, I thought that Lauren should be involved with that too. Like, since Devon got them billions, he buy a department store. And she's like, oh, look at this little baby trying to be, Daddy Warbucks over here. And she get enmeshed in that. Like, you have a real rivalry or something.
Bring her other son back and pitch him against Fenmore for Fenmore's, and just leave Jill out. Just undo that. Just be like, oh, we don't know who your daddy is, Jill. Your mama was. Because, I want to focus on the positive because that fashion show was off the chain. We have been begging for that show to bring glamour back, and they brought it in Spain.
Yeah, except for that Aztec necklace Lily have on him.
Oh.
Felicia.
It actually looked good. It looked good with her dress, though.
I love Lily now. I'm going to be real. I know.
Jamie.
Mark it down on your calendars. Whenever Crystal Khalil has a woman to face off with, she gets good. Like, if all I have to see is her and Kane, I love you, dude. I love you. Now I'm going to spank your booty. I'm going to spank your booty. I like Whitney and Nelson. It bores me to tears. But the moment she has another female in her orbit that is a rival, she comes alive. She comes to
Michelle. What's her name? Michelle.
Michelle Morgan is making her work. What's her name used to do? When she and Elizabeth Hendrickson used to battle, it was fun. And I love Lily and that girl. I love Hillary. And Hillary is everything. Hillary is like, how she can keep her job is because she's just the executive assistant. And she got more lip than Epiphany. They'll be like, you need to go file those. Girl, you better get up out my face, Lily, because I will snatch you.
I loved it when she read Lily, when Lily was all getting to be a bitch. She was like, I don't know why you all in my business.
She got Merelda too. She was like, look her here, you better find a Hunchback of Notre Dame because you're not gonna come up in here and come for me. I love Hillary.
Oh my God, she's good. Like, that's, I'm not gonna lie, she's one of the best finds that they've gotten in a while.
I agree.
As a billion.
Devon's turning into a stalker perv.
No, he is not!
He just stalks around.
He is dating Esmeralda, and Hillary likes him. He obviously likes Hillary, too, but he done got caught slipping because Hillary in there smooching daddy. She all up in Neil's lap, stroking his beard.
And he also works at Jabot, so it's like, shut up. You just don't like the butt.
It's like, what are you talking about? Your Devon hatred is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's showing, darling. It's showing, and you need to tuck it back in.
Hillary and Neil's kiss, Christoph leading.
He was looking good in that suit.
And him leading up to what it's like to fall in love. And then, that girl got some daddy issues, though, boy. She was kissing on Jack a couple of weeks ago. Now she kissing on Neil. If she kissed Victor, I'm calling Al
Sharpton.
Kiss Victor because she done kissed every pawpaw in Genoa City.
But you know what? I said it. I have to give it to our readers because I said it to Jamie. Shout out to my girl, Humbra. She was like, when that stupid Leslie was all, I'm married now. I's married now.
Do we know who her husband is?
I'm getting there.
That's where she was trying to drive down that road. You just ran off the ditch. Chancellor did Philip when she was drunk.
Yeah. They're casting the role. Our reader Humbra was like, wouldn't it be good if little Nate was her husband? And I'm like, oh my God, that would be such good soap. But Y&R is, you know, look, sorry, clutch pearls, people. Y&R is fucking up with that because that would be good story.
Maybe it will be, though. Maybe Y&R is listening to fans. I will give them that.
Well, I hope they listen and cast it as Nate because that would be epic.
They should bring Peter Port back, Peter Port's character back.
That fashion show was incredible. It reminded me, I was looking for Brenda Dixon.
No.
Get out of here, Nina. Because you remember those old, like, the when she launched the men's line and she was like, wouldn't even look Nina. Nina would be like, can I come to the fashion show? I mean, to the cosmetics launch. And she wouldn't even look Nina in the eyes. Get out of here, Nina. It was so glam. And then all the stuff with Victor and Jack about Adam. I'm like, why are eyes getting better, you know?
To cast it. I mean, they are casting Adams. We all know that. Sorry, people. It is what it is. They're casting him. I hope they cast a good Adam.
Flashbacks of little baby boy Adam. Yeah, flashback the first with my community's Adam.
Well, I thought, you know what? I
miss Shadam, though. I thought this last week.
He could be good on GH's Jason Quartermain Morgan. I'm just saying, he would be kind of good. He would. This is no shade against him, so don't even. He would have to bulk up because we know Steve Burton is a big dude. But I think he would make Jason would be able to act. Sorry.
See,
that's one thing, Jason. They had to run him into a tree just to make sure they could explain his acting.
See, I like Steve.
Hey, Luke.
I like Steve's acting on GH. I'm not going to act like I did.
The only time he ever got me was with his scenes with Edward after Lila died.
Character was brain dead. Now, I will say this because I defended that for 10 years. You know, I was like, he's doing that because Jason has a brain injury. But now,
what's Dylan's excuse?
Now I'm like, I'm like, you done made a monkey out of me, because I would say I did, you know, but it worked for that character. I mean,
and you, like I said, they had to run him into a tree to accentuate his talent.
One of the best character movements ever. That saved that character. Ah, oh, y'all talking about he needs to be a Quartermain again.
I just said they had to do it to do his talent. He said best thing for the character.
And Bill Cosby told me Bill Cosby is the reason they undid him as a Quartermain, because he was sending cease and desist about them sweaters, you know.
Coochie sweater now.
You know, Jason Morgan made love to one girl in Paris. I mean, Jason Quartermain. Look, Keisha. Ooh, yay. We virgins together. Let's have some sex.
Oh, my God.
He became Jason Morgan, and every woman in town wanted a spin on that pinwheel.
Next thing we know, Steve Burton's going to be having pudding commercials because we all know how much Dylan loves
him. What comes next if Steve Burton shaded... That in an interview recently. He said, God dog it. Did I post that on DC?
I don't think you were. Because we
him about Avery and were they going to be one for the ages and whatever soap magazine it is, y'all know. I wish I could can't remember which one it was. But he said, well, he can't just be eating pie forever.
I mean, because it is stupid.
He wants to deal with his PTSD more. That's what he said in that interview that I can't remember. Which
another storyline that would accentuate.
Well, you know, and I dug around, you know.
He's not a bad actor, though. Y'all be acting like this.
I never said he was bad, but it's playing to his talents.
David Hasselhoff was the biggest star on this show at one point. They don't need him to be Sir Laurence Olivier. I mean,
I'm not saying that. You seem to be implying that I'm expecting him to be a great actor. No, I'm saying he's playing his talent.
You keep making pot shots about the man acting. He told me to tell you he was the number one stunner getting $10,000 an episode.
Making pot shots at people, period. And we know Luke ain't no Twitter thug, so it's like.
Leave Steve and his flying ass alone.
I mean, you know, he admitted it.
Luke, you shut up.
message, Sharon.
He also, as a side hustle, since I just lied about him flying in, he flies all of those Bammers. Whenever they mad about a star quit, it be steam burned up there. Same Adam. Same Lily. Oh, yeah. My boy. The work, y'all. Got the parachute.
Well, I mean, he admitted it in the magazines again recently, so it's like, come on now, people.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, no, I did it. I did it. No. No, say that for you. I can handle. No, I got this. That's what he said in the magazines. Don't be doing these interviews and not thinking we'll catch you, fool. No, but I dug around because I'm like, what is up with these Avery and these pumpkin patch and these pies and shit storylines? You know. Because I thought maybe, because, you know, Jamie had said it to me offline. I'm like, maybe it's true. I'm like, Jamie was like, well, maybe, you know, because the actress cooks in real life, she shakes and bakes. I'm like, maybe it is because some of the recipes are, in fact, hers. This is not her idea. And I'm like, why are you doing this? What?
Avery's a Peter Pan pumpkin eater.
You know what? I will give them this, though. Other shows have done this. Joan on Girlfriends was a high-powered attorney, and then she had a midlife crisis and decided she wanted to open a tapas bar.
In real life, that girl don't own a tapas bar. Stop it.
But still. Okay, let's take real life in the soap world. Ron Carlovati was an attorney and left that world to be a writer's assistant and worked his way on up to head writer. But he left. People do leave being an attorney to do other
stuff.
It's
not a good story. Stop it. It sucks. It's not good. It's not good.
Well, she hadn't had a good story since she was with Joshua Morrow. I mean, for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joshua Morrow, what did you guys think of him and Sharon, or Nick and Sharon getting all bubbly?
I like them together. I'll go. Mel, you go after me because you ain't be talking. But I like them back together, but I don't. I mean, we talked about this last week, so it's really, I'm repeating myself.
Yeah.
I don't like the cop out. I don't like the we gonna zap her memories of pushing Phyllis down them stairs like that. Tripping Phyllis. Oh, bitch, you fail. You know, even though she didn't really. Phyllis, you know, that's the whole thing. They're like, oh, well, she didn't cause Phyllis's accident. Phyllis wouldn't have been racing up them stairs like Flojo if it wasn't for her. So I think that's a cop out. And I'm also like, when? I mean, I need that to play out. I need everybody to know. Because for me, then you can rebuild Sharon. But we have to know the last bad thing she did. And then we can go, okay. We know that you married Victor, Tank Newman Enterprises, lied about Hunter being, I mean, not Hunter, what's the baby name on the show? Summer being
Summer.
Jax. We know that you switched the DNA. We know that you pushed Phyllis down the stairs. Now we can forgive your ass. Mm-hmm. But if they keep another secret, that just means there's one more thing. So when that comes out, then she'll act crazy again. And then the black woman from Any Day Now have to come back and say, stop that! Stop biting your hair! And all of that. And then she'll go to the nut house again. And then, and, you know, I'm like, we need to...
Well, maybe they'll just be like General Hospital was with that little gift that was on the Quartermain steps and we'll never find out.
What gift on the Quartermain steps? What Quartermain steps? What's in Quartermain steps?
What are you talking about?
A number of years ago, there was a package that just showed up on the Quartermain steps and they never said what was inside
and,
it.
And you bringing it up now? Give me a break.
Georgie.
No, go back. Go ahead now. I'm invoking my clip. No, shut up. I thought that happened last week or something. I'm like, what the hell? Years ago. Go ahead, Mel.
I do like Sharon and Nick together. I've always liked them together. They have a really, you know, great natural chemistry. But like Jamie, you know, it's really just a cop-out, you know? We're going to zap Sharon's memory now. She doesn't remember anything or she has gaps in her memory. And I'm just kind of like, can we resolve all this other stuff? You know?
Well, see, I said that on Twitter, and I don't know your name, but you know who I mean. But I'm like, when is this summer storyline going to play out? And a reader tried to be funny. You were trying, but I denied it. Was like, oh, come on, Jillian. This isn't like Maria Bell where you know, do this one day and it's wrapped up suddenly. I'm like, this has been playing out for how long now? It needs to be wrapped the entire fee-fi-fo up. This is tiresome. So is that Mariah storyline. It's like, where the hell is this bitch? She's the most scariest non-seeing bitch ever. I'm like, where is she? Who is she? Is she like Vito Corleone's daughter? Who is this girl that makes them shook? You know, certain things need to be wrapped up You know, that's why I'm like, you know, we joke about Jill being a killer. You know, she does these big things to dust some things off. Maybe it's time that she do some of that shit right now, because I'm sharing.
They got too many people leaving on their own accord to kill anybody off.
Well, I mean, she needs to do something big so this whole revelation could come up. Because another thing that's driving me crazy is that Stitch and Kelly thing. You killed somebody, Benji. She needs to know, Benji. I'm like, what did you kill? And I bet you see all this big hype about what he did and how they know each other is going to be a bust. You need to, like, play it out now. Like, come on. Like, now that, you know, he's with Victoria, I see where they're going with it, but it's like, you need to wrap it up soon. Now that he's with Victoria, you know, they get all enmeshed in each other. And then,
why is Vicky gonna care about something he did before he came to Genoa City? I mean, these people in this town forgive all sorts of stuff.
I mean,
really,
I see.
Yeah. Almost gambled her colon away, and she forgave that. It's like, you know, the mobsters kidnapped Victoria and put her in Lynn's old apartment.
I mean,
shot at her and stuff. She forgave. Why? If Stitch accidentally took Julian Crane's penis off and he bled out, why is it going to be a deal breaker for Victoria News?
I see where they're going with this. I see that. I feel as though this isn't something I've heard, but I feel as though they're going to have them as a couple, and when the story comes out, oh my God, you knew Kelly.
But enough of that. We talked about that. YNR and GH is relying too much on new characters and their backstories. Who cares? Who cares what Stitch did in the past? What Kelly did somewhere else?
I don't even care anymore now.
In Wyoming. We don't care. We care about what people are doing in Genoa City. Days of Our Lives and The Bold and the Beautiful are focusing on what people are doing right now today in their soap towns. I don't give a shit about Nina on General Hospital, and I don't give a shit about if Stitch mowed down some other baby. I don't care about that baby, because that baby wasn't Delia. Or if he, you know, fed somebody some rats, he wasn't Victor doing that on my TV. Stop all of these bringing on these new characters. Oh, you'll never, you know, you meet them at the Crimson Lights. You know, they're going to bring on next. Who they going to bring on? They're going to bring on Jack A. Oh, you never. She's going to be in the coffee shop at the Crimson Lights. And Neil going to run into you ain't never gonna guess what I did in Jacksonville, Florida in 1972, because when I was there, I knew Sharon Case's Mama Doris before she was rolling around rolling roller derby. And I'm gonna tell you, you'll never guess what I did back then. And then we have 6 months of more of that. You know, she run up to Victor. Mr. Victor Newman, you ain't never gonna guess what I did when I went to New Orleans one weekend, sure enough. It's like, who cares? We don't care. I don't care that Silas on GH had this whole life where he was, I mean, the backstory becomes more of a soap opera. So we know that Silas, this person we don't really care about yet because he's still kind of new. Well, he married this woman. And then he cheated on her with this other woman. And then she got in the coma. And then here come this pretty dumb brother. Then Abby Ewan is coming to town. And, you know, and YNR is doing it with almost every character they bring on. GH is only doing it with that little story. I hope we don't have to hear all about, as Luke calls them, the Wombats' secret life.
Wombats.
But every new character on Young and the Restless has some secret backstory. It's not intriguing. We don't care about these people. The show has been on 41 years. We care about Lori Brooks. Bring her back. I want to see Lori Brooks. I don't care about all these people. I care about Jill Abbott.
They're doing all this stuff, and, you know, the other day, I'm like, wait a minute, where the hell is Mason? And people were like, he tweeted that he's off the show. And I'm like, well, damn, he just went to the attic and was like, bye, bitches. I'm like, where is like, Marco Dapper?
Where's Marco Dapper? On Nick is the villain who is like, look, EJ and Sammy, I know y'all been the number one stunners, but y'all ain't ready for me. Because you try to blow up my world, I blow up your world, because I still want Gabby. I don't care if she your gay son's baby mama, I'm finna get up in that again. And Sammy is like, boy, you don't know me, you better ask somebody about me. And Julie is like, Sammy, you've been a slut since your old days. And Sammy is like, bitch, I done heard about you too, Julie. It's all right there on our screens.
Yeah.
It's not Julie coming back from her cruise. Oh, no. I can't tell anyone what Doug and I just did on that cruise. There was a murder.
there was a mystery. And then everybody in town got to figure that out. We don't care about stuff that doesn't happen on screen. Tell drive story every day with the characters on our screen in the fictional setting. Enough exposition and backstory, GH and YNR. Y'all both got fingers pointed at y'all. The other two soaps are not doing that.
No.
It's all about Bill Brooke, you know, their triangle today. It's not about Katie going, when I was on spring break in 1994, I went to Tanzania, and oh, the things I did there. I met this man, and I drugged him. And then her mama come to town, played by, you know, Raquel Welch. And she's like, I'm going to get you, Katie, for what you did to my boy on that cruise 20 years ago. Who cares? Tell story with the people in the town today.
I'm totally looking forward to Neil, Devon, and Hillary. And that's why I'm also hoping that with Leslie is like, I know Neil ain't shacking up with this bitch. And Neil is like, bitch, you shacking up with my nephew. That's why I'm hoping that it's Nate.
Leslie and Hillary are going to have a fiery scene coming up.
Ooh,
I just can't wait for Lily's reaction, though. That is so soapy. That, you know, Mel, you mentioned, look, we're going to your P&G standard. You mentioned God and Light earlier. This is straight up Black Reva Shane and Black Vanessa. Because if that girl manages to marry Lily's father, you know, which, you know, Reva married Vanessa's father-in-law, but, or I don't know if they were Billy, you know, Billy and Vanessa weren't married at that time, but they were the, you know, she was like, I'm gonna marry into this family again anyway. It's like that kind of conflict is so soapy. Think about that girl becoming Neil's wife while Devon is lusting after her and Lily hates her. That is classic soap opera. The son lusting after his father's trophy wife. The daughter, you know, it's Dynasty. It's Fallon. It's Jeff Colby. It's Alexis. I mean, we never get that. We get the caring, sympathetic friend who at Jennifer Horton's dinner party, Maxine, the only Negro in the room, got to check on the pizza. I check on the pizza. Why do I got to check on the pizza? Oh, Jennifer, check on your own damn pizza. Why I got to check on your pizza? Serving me pizza at a damn dinner party anyway. Black people are tired of checking on the pizza on soap operas.
Well, that or else you're Foxy Cleopatra.
Right.
On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this.
We homeless and we run in a coffee shop for homeless people, because that's what homeless people need is more caffeine to be hyped up out their own skin.
On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Add us as a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential, twitter.com/DCConfidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
We don't care about Mariah. Stop. Don't even Mariah care about a Carrie.
I want Chad Brennan.